Winter weather is on the minds of everybody this morning. And for an update, let's go to Jeff Wood at the National Weather Service office here in Buffalo. Good morning to you, Jeff.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Jeff. First and foremost, let's just talk about maybe what you've seen overnight, what's been occurring here in western New York.
Well, across the region, we've been really seeing just kind of this general steady light snow. It's been consistent since yesterday afternoon and overnight. Overall, we've seen about 2 inches overnight, with an inch yesterday afternoon. So grand total so far is at about 3 inches and gradually increasing.
Yeah, now, of course, that particular total doesn't sound all that impressive for the typical Western New York native, for sure. But obviously, the concerns are for what's going to happen moving forward here. So what's going to happen? Let's just start off with, like, the morning drive here. What can people expect?
Well, for the morning drive, really, we're looking at this kind of steady light snow continuing. It's a good point that this isn't our typical lake effect where you're going to see, little bit of snow and then followed by an intense band of snow, really. It's just kind of this gradual, continuous accumulation that's going to give us close to a foot across the Buffalo area by the end of tomorrow.
But there are concerns for some blowing snow. When do we expect that to start becoming a factor?
Sure. Winds will be picking up across the area, particularly as we move through the day today. By the time we get to this afternoon and into this evening, for the evening commute in particular, could be seeing winds of 15 to 20 miles per hour with some higher gusts on top of that. And with that, that could cause some blowing and drifting concerns.
Of course, you're focused on what's happening here in western New York, but if I know meteorologists, they're always keeping an eye on the bigger picture of things. What about the type of weather that is expected to hit the eastern seaboard here over the next 12 to 18 hours?
Sure. There's a whole array of headlines going on down along the eastern seaboard there, of course, with a very intense low that's moving up the eastern seaboard. Luckily, from a forecasting perspective, for us out here in western New York, we're going to stay well below freezing, so we're only worried about snow. I know in some of the areas closer to New York City and Long Island, in those areas, one of the things they're battling is where exactly that rain-snow line is going to be, and that's one of those scenarios where, a few miles can make the difference between hardly getting any snow and getting blizzard conditions.
So for once here in western New York, we can say, well, we've kind of lucked out.
Sure. I mean, given the kind of snows we're used to with the lake effect snow, this is certainly going to be a more gentle snowfall.
Very good. Jeff Wood of the National Weather Service office here in Buffalo, as always, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Jay.